Well, good morning to you guys. Oh, my goodness. It is Valentine's Day. Everybody's celebrating and full of love. I love you guys all year round, and I'm so glad today is Wednesday. I have missed you. As I always say, I look forward to Wednesday, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Dr. Gina's radio set. I love you guys so much for tuning in and making this one of the number one hit talk shows around the world, and I am so delighted about that. I hope your weekend was fabulous. My birthday was actually on Monday. For some of you that follow me on social media already know, it has been an amazing month so far. 49 years old, you guys. I'm so thankful. God is so good. Oh, my God. I have never felt better. More calm, more peaceful, more joy, more love. Just so mature. I just love it. Just mean right now. But anyway, just wanted to let you guys know that today in Washington, D.C., it is 44 degrees and it is partly sunny. And in Detroit, Michigan, it is sunny and 35 degrees. And I'm super excited about that for Detroit because you have had nothing but snow. Richmond, Virginia, you are mostly sunny, 47 degrees, and your high is going to be 58 degrees. Jacksonville, I'm so shocked that you are cloudy right now, but you are 57 degrees, and your high is going to be 65 degrees. All right, so listen, we're going to move on with the show because I'm so excited about our guest. We have legendary gospel artist, actor, writer. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, from my hometown, Detroit, Michigan, I'm so honored to have him and so blessed because I know everyone knows him all over the world. But just in case you don't know, legendary gospel artist, award-winning, and so on and so forth, B.B. Winings is joining us today with it, and we're going to be talking about his hit new single called He Promised Me, so I'm super excited about that. And also, we got Gina G. She's going to be bringing us the trending tea. And also, what she say? And Jeff Hill's going to be giving us 5 minutes of financial advice. So I'm so excited about today's show. But I want to give you a word of encouragement. You know, I've been hearing a lot lately about people really struggling at the beginning of this year and just feeling like God is a distance. You know, you're praying, you're still fasting, you're still seeking Him, you're still, you know, sacrificing, you're still sowing your seeds and all of that. And God wants you to know that your labor is not in vain. And I've even felt a little distancing, but God was letting me know that it's not that He's away from us. He's promised that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That is His word. He promised He will be with us always. But what is happening is that there is a maturity that is happening right now. There is a stretching that is happening in our faith. And so He brought the illustration, well, the story actually, the real true story of Peter when he was on the water and how Jesus was right there on shore and how Peter was in the boat. Jesus told Peter to get out of the boat and stand on the water and walk towards Him on the water. And we thought that Jesus was so far in the distance. When we read the Bible, it seems like He was at a distance. And so Peter went on and he obeyed and he was out there. And of course, you know, they say the wind and the water was roaring and it was noise and all that. And a lot of times we teach on that as ministers. We teach about the struggles and the distractions and things like that. But God really emphasized on this one factor right here. And it really got me years ago when I read this one part, but I kind of waited for Him to really minister to me about it. But when Peter started, you know, sinking in the water, Jesus was right there to lift him up. Even though it seemed like he was at a distance, come on, somebody, he was so close enough that he could lift Peter right up out of that water, out of that distress, out of that worry, out of that anxiety. So I want you to hold on and know that even though it seems like he's at a distance from you, he is really right there with you. I think about also something else that he showed me, and I want to encourage you about this, is that even when you have an infant, a toddler, and they're beginning to walk, I mean, if you're right there holding them, they can't take those steps. You got to give room to breathe so they can go and find a way, get their balance together, you know, learn how to stand up on their own, take those first steps, and then when they fall, you're right there to lift them up. I want you to look at that if that's how God sees you right now. He's raising you up. He's maturing you. And there's a mighty work that He's doing in you. And also, I want to encourage you to remember that He said that He will complete the good work that he started in you. So do not be discouraged in this time. Don't allow the enemy to infiltrate your doubt or your unbelief. Ask God to help you with your unbelief, okay? That's all you got to do is ask God to help you with your unbelief. And don't grow weary in well-doing because your labor is not in vain. This is maturity time. We've got to mature. We have to grow. We have to increase. So that's my message for you today, and I just want you to be encouraged by that. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to hear the sounds of He Promised Me, and then we're going to go right into our interview with B.B. Winans. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you.
All right, you can speak freely now.
Transformed into
okay,
destiny.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Somebody
Gina
tried to
R.
call
Prince.
Me on my phone.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle.
And something's going on with my computer system, and that's why I'm waiting for it to update.
Available
but once
now
it does,
at Gina
I guess look
Prince.
For me to come back
com.
On, and then we can switch over if you like.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm
okay,
super
though?
Excited
with
about sharing with you my new
you
fitness
sound okay
DVD
right now,
called
yes.
Health and Soul.
Okay, good.
Health and
all
Soul,
right.
What does that mean?
Sound good.
Well,
you
for
sound
me,
good.
One day that, when I was praying and speaking with
Skype
the Lord, and he ministered to
I know,
me, he put that in my spirit,
now.
Health and Soul. And he said the meaning
I mean,
of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed
so we
and
got
whole
time
as well.
Because,
he said wholeness.
Right
and so as the time
me.
Has gone by, God has really ministered to me
break,
about
I'll
what he
so.
Wants
yeah.
from the body of
yeah,
Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Skype hooked up to your cellular phone?
No. I mean, it
the
is, but I don't,
against
know.
The enemy
I don't know.
Is a 90-day spiritual
no.
devotional
sure.
boot camp.
Not right now.
But it is
no.
sometimes. But it is sometimes.
In Matthew 16:19,
no,
Jesus tells
phone.
Peter
it's been years
that
since I've
he's
used my phone.
When I go into Skype, you get called on your cellular phone.
And that whatever he binds
no.
on earth will
you get
be
a ring
bound
on your
heaven.
Cellular phone.
Whatever he loosed on earth
no.
you get noticed on your cellular phone.
So the keys actually is power and authority. The heavens that God has given us.
But my computer is trying to come up now, so I'm
the keys against the enemy is literally the maturity.
We'll just keep
through
on
the
moving
years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior.
As long as I
warrior,
sound okay, do I sound
I want you
okay?
to feel empowered.
You do.
I just want you to know
okay.
that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor.
I
want you to know that you
huh?
have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on
okay,
with the
okay, we're
going
to go into the drop and then we're going to go into the music.
Okay.
How much of the music did you want me to play?
Hi, I'm Robin Gibbons
like a minute.
With the play
okay,
Mama's Boy. Thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
Thank you very much, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm telling you, I'm so thankful. 49 years, TV. It's been amazing. I'm so glad to be here. I'm excited about 50.
It's amazing, and just for you to know, it just gets better and better and better. It's something
I
about
believe it.
Wisdom and age. It's just, it's a wonderful combination.
I know, you know what, and you know, this is so funny because I love that you're saying that because I feel that way, and it's hard to explain, you just kind of come into it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's just something so freeing and enjoyable and peaceful and relaxing. You know what I mean? It's just a great,
exactly.
I guess it's called maturity.
I'm telling you, maturity is such a wonderful thing. You know, you think you know who you are in the 20s, and you think you really know who you are when you're 30, and nobody can tell you who you are when you're 40. But when you're 50, oh, my God, you know exactly who God is.
I'm going to tell you the truth. And it's so true. You just come into this space where, you know, it's such a confidence there. And, you know, and it's funny because when I was in my 20s, I really was thinking like, oh, my God, 30. I cannot wait till I'm 30. Everything is just going to fall into place at 30. I'm going to be this at 30. I'm going to think like this at 30. Like, I just really thought 30 was the number, honey. And I'm telling you, I couldn't be so wrong. Oh, my goodness. But I love having this conversation with you because you get it, and I do appreciate it. I know a lot of the listeners that are in their 40s and 50s, they get it too. And they're probably like, yeah, that's how I feel. And, you know, it's hard to explain it, but, yeah, this is what it is. But, Benjamin, B.B. Winans, you are here. Listen, you know I'm from Detroit too.
Ah, Motor City.
Yep, I am from Detroit. I grew up, I moved out when we lived in Rosedale Park. I went to Redford High School. At first, I went
Redford,
to Oak Park, Michigan.
Yes.
Yep, I went to Oak Park. Uh-huh. And I went to Greater Grace Temple when it was on Seven Mile and Schaefer. I just remember so much about you guys just starting out and just breaking out in the industry. And you guys were such a huge influence on music. I think about, you know, Commission and Byron Cage, and I mean, so many people. And I mean, even Donald Vail was hot, you know, directing the choirs back then. It was just such a musical gospel time and explosion. And just when you and CeCe came out, just how you guys were able to cross over, it's just amazing to me. Can you? What I want to ask you, though, just for the listeners, and we're going to get into, because you have such a large range of just responsibility and expertise. But when you first started with CeCe and you guys got picked up by, Tammy
TTL.
Faye and her husband, what was that like?
It was an incredible adventure, but very scary because it was the first time me and CeCe lived out of the state of Michigan. But I tell you, it's an amazing thing to look back and see what God has done, not just in our lives, but in the lives of the Clark sisters, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Commission Fred Hammond, and all those who even went before us. Because we dedicated our talents to the Lord. And, you know, you can have this great, great dream, and you put it in God's hands, and he goes way beyond what you can even imagine. But that's what the word says. And it's been an incredible journey since 17. I was 17. CeCe was 15 when we left Detroit, Michigan.
Wow. Well, I know that it is amazing because a lot of times people are afraid of the, you know, connecting with something different. And I just think that it was just amazing how you guys were able to connect with that arena. And it was truly a crossover because then now you got different races and exposure and the visibility now to reach a massive audience at this point and really, really introduce Christ in the way that God has really anointed you guys. And it's just been an amazing situation, and then it just kept on growing from there. And shouts out to CeCe for winning those Grammys and her son. You guys just keep on going and going and going.
Like you said earlier about maturity, one of the things that is so wonderful about that is even when you're younger, we knew God called us to do what he called us to do. And even though you get talked about and people say, you know, you're doing this because they don't understand the path that God has placed you in. Early on, I understood that God had called us and not to worry about what others thought, because he didn't give them the vision. He gave it to us. And as time went on, we saw the fruit of what he called us to do, you know, touching people who never went to church, introducing God to people across the country, across the world, across the seas. And it's been absolutely incredible. 34 or 5 years later, to sometimes meet people who your music has touched and changed. And so God continues to do the unbelievable. Starting next year, our story of us leaving Detroit, Michigan at 17 and 15 will be presented on Broadway. And I didn't see that.
Wow. That's awesome. But you know what? Yeah. And I don't think people understand all that you got, that you are doing, especially particularly because you actually, and I don't think people notice that you are one of the writers and producers of the hit show Greenleaf on OWN Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did that come about?
It was a reading that I had for the musical. I have a musical called Born for This. And we opened 2016 in Atlanta, went to D.C., went to Los Angeles. Now this June, we're opening in Boston, and then from Boston to Broadway. Well, 3 years ago, I had Oprah Winfrey and various other friends come to the reading of this musical, and she fell in love with my niece, who played Cece at the time, and sent me the script and said, "What do you think about your niece playing Charity?" I said, "She would be fantastic. Don't have to think about that long." And now they are in their third season. And it's just been, you know, that's the remarkable thing of trusting God. If you trust him, even though you don't understand, he is opening doors. He is making ways that will blow your mind. All you have to do is trust him, you know, and those promises, as the song is saying, those promises, God is not slack in his promises, and he'll do beyond what you can even imagine or think. That's what his word says, and that's what I've seen happen in my life.
That is amazing. So it's and another thing is just consistency. Wouldn't you just agree with that people would just have to be consistent in their walk and their faith and in their journey and not quit at all? You just can't quit.
You have to. I sometimes compare my spiritual life to my natural life as one who made up his mind, around 20 years ago, that I wasn't going to be fat. I wasn't going to be overweight. I was going to be physically fit. I think, you know, sometimes we read the Bible about bodily exercise profit a little, and we just push that aside. Any profit is a good thing. And so I'm in my mind. I'm not going to be 255 pounds. I'm going to be 180-some pounds. And it didn't happen overnight, but I was consistent. And just like I was consistent in that, we have to be consistent in our spiritual life. Take
away
some of the weights that so easily besets us as sin. And so you find that discipline in that. You apply that to your spiritual life, and it's amazing how God causes us to grow and become warriors and become strong in our faith, mature in our faith, and we believe him and trust him for the impossible.
So true. So listen, I don't know if the listeners know this or not, but I didn't read this in your bio, and I haven't heard it in a long time. Are you married, BB?
I am married to me. No.
I'm married to me too. But you know what?
Listen,
this is what I wanted to let people know too. That's also, you know, in our age bracket, and not making it an age thing, but since we were talking about it, and it's so good that you were saying it about being consistent with your weight and wanting to, you know, be at the size that you want and making your mind up and taking care of your vessel, especially the responsibilities and the ministry as well, because your body is a ministry. Mm-hmm. It's a wholeness thing, right? I always
teach
about that. mind, body, and soul, you know? And so you got to do it for yourself. And so I find that it's really, really exciting because, you know, you're in, not into yourself, but you're starting to center, you know, yourself, whereas, you know, you're becoming the person that you believe that God has created you to be, and that is physically fit and mentally stable and, you know, purpose-driven.
If you don't care about yourself, how can you care about others? And
exactly.
It is so important for us to take care of ourselves. You know, with what God has called me to do and what God has called others to do, we have to be physically fit in order to travel, in order to keep up with this and keep up with that, and to be an example to others this generation, because if you do take care of yourself, then you don't have to worry about high blood pressure. You don't have to worry about other you know, things that people are battling because they don't move. They don't move. A lot of things we wouldn't have to face, sugar, diabetes, and all these other things, if we just exercise. You know?
Oh my God, that's so true.
I'm telling you what I've lived and what I've understood by disciplining myself in just this little thing. And boy, if you continue that in your spiritual life, you'll see God do some amazing, amazing things. You know, right where you are, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you have kids or don't have kids, you'll see God do miraculous things in your life that brings a peace that is beyond understanding.
I'ma tell you now, you done heard it straight from BB himself, and you heard that he was single, lady, so listen. And he's fine too. Listen, I'm gonna tell it. BB, listen, I'm so glad that you were able to come on. I'm Gina G, my co-host, is gonna be coming on shortly to ask you a question. But I wanted to cover and make sure that everybody knows that not only are you listening to him here live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, worldwide internet radio show on BBS Radio, but he's also continuously on Cyrus with a Sirius Radio XM radio network on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m.
The BBS.
Tell us about that. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for 5-6 years. And before that, I had a terrestrial radio show called the BB Winding radio show. And God just continues to open doors. I'm telling you, he continued to open doors, and I just walk right through them. You know, one of the things that's happening now with the musical, Fox is going to do a live broadcast this coming Thanksgiving. And I'm just saying, yeah, Lord, where else? Where else?
You better go on and tell the people because see, this is the thing. You can do more than one thing. God says that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, right?
Yes.
So why are we limiting God? Listen, you gotta go on and let God go on and put it together.
I tell people this, Gina. If you trust him to pay your rent, he'll just pay your rent. But if you trust him for houses and land, oh, he'll do that too.
Ooh, and even more. He's such a surpriser, right? He'll just bring stuff that you didn't even think about.
You know, because he's a great God. We try to comprehend who God is with our mind. And God is so much more. He says his ways are past finding out. If we realize that God is greater than any problem we face, if we realize that God is greater than anything we can imagine and really, really move on that, we'll see that the God we serve is a mighty God. He's mighty not only in grace, but he's mighty in power. You know, and so,
he's so good.
Just come to that place where I'm serving a God that is able.
He is, and I'm telling you, you have lived a life, honey. You have lived. God has shown you so much, and it's amazing. You have crossed paths with so many people, and you have done so many groundbreaking things. You, your sister, your family, you are icons. You are legends for sure, and it is so just God's grace and just his blessings on your family and your life. And mm-hmm. my favorite scripture is, BB, like I live by, and I say it all the time. And I ask God, like, am I saying this scripture too much? Cause I know more than one scripture, but it just, it's something that he's given. It's something that he's given me to remind me that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or even mm-hmm. think. So I think that mm-hmm. you are an example of that. You have lived beyond what you could ever. I bet you when you was a child, when you was a teenager, you might have had dreams, but I bet you it couldn't compare mm-hmm. to the steps that God has ordained for you and that you have already walked
can't
and what
even,
you're continuously doing.
Can't even come close. And I got a great imagination, but can't even come close to what God has done and is doing in my life because I
check
trust
that
him.
Out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I'm so glad you're here. It's such a great moment. All right, Gina G., I'm not going to hold you up any longer. I know you got a question for BB. Girl, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say I'm lost without you. When he come in and he say it's easy to see. Oh, Lord. I don't know what my life is going on in my life right now, but I'm so excited. I'm on the phone with BB. Okay. I got that
you
out
know,
my
that's system. So funny. Today I run every morning. I do like 6-7 miles every morning, and so I'm running. This morning, early in the morning, like 4:45, I'm up and I'm running. And so about mile number 3, I had my earphones on, and I heard, dun, 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 dun. I was like, oh, my.
Yes, yes. That is one of my favorite. Yes.
I mean, I was a little girl. And, I mean, I used to just sing. First of all, okay, well, I'm Gina. I'm Gina G. That's Dr. Gina Prince. But I am Gina G. And if I don't say it, my mother is going to kill me. But Brenda Stinson said hello. She's from Detroit. And I promise you, if I don't say it at 36, I'll still get a whooping. So let me get that out of the way. But I didn't know growing up that your songs were about God. I did not know that mm-hmm. It was gospel music. I mm-hmm. always thought it was just like R&B. I never knew. Uh-huh. And now that I got older and I'm able to listen, I mean, I'm mind blown how you guys can make something that growing up, you know, it seems so churchy. You know what I mean? It's so tambourine. It's so fall out in church. Sounds so like loving.
That took, again, knowing who I was and what God was doing through me. And I wrote these songs not knowing that they would cross over, not knowing that God would take it and bust down doors and minister to people in China and Australia and all these other places. Never knew that that would happen. But I had the courage to write what God meant to me in every aspect of my life. And so with that comes, you know, the naysayers and all those other things that, but willing to go through those things because God had a plan that no one could stop.
Yes, absolutely.
Played at weddings and funerals. I just thank you.
Yes, absolutely. BB, I mean, and just even with that, I mean, it has touched so many different people. People are singing the songs, and God is opening mm-hmm. up their spirit, opening up their heart. Mm-hmm. They don't even know. Mm-hmm. And I just love how God is just so smooth like that. And you actually had, didn't you make a love song at one point? Or had you made
I wrote
like
a song called I Found Love. I found love, and my cousin was getting married, and I promised her I would write her a song, and about a week before her wedding, she called and said,
oh, wow.
You know, I get married. Where's that song? I said, oh, Lord. And I was in the parking lot of a grocery store about to go into the store, and I hung up the phone, and I just started singing. When I found you, I was like, oh, okay, this is it. So,
oh, my God.
It's amazing how I have bumped into people all around this country and said, oh, I used that for my wedding. you know, I found love. It's my wedding song. And so, and
I'm using it for my wedding. I'm going to use it for mine. That's what I'm going to do. And
that's
speaking
right.
of that,
it's gonna
I'm,
be blessed.
We need, I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. I'm speaking it to existence.
That's what I'm
okay.
talking about. Yes.
Listen, BB, I was thinking while you were talking about working out, we might have to collaborate on a fitness DVD, some kind of inspirational mm-hmm. message fitness thing going on. I don't know. Pray about it. See what God say. But just wanted to throw that out there.
I've started this situation on Instagram. And for the last year or so, I just simply do a little video clip of after my workout and tell the people, get up and get it done. And I'm telling you, it is caught on like fire. And it has been an encouragement to people that you can do it no matter what age you are. I was 33 when I started. And I haven't stopped, you know.
And it's so funny,
tell...
because I asked... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I can't tell you how it's helped people all around the country to get up and get it done, you know?
It's amazing because that's how I started off with my fitness DVDs, and I think it was just such an encouragement for, you know, no matter what age you are. I mean, because the following mm-hmm. is young and middle age and even older, you know, but everyone mm-hmm. is just motivated by you just being a regular person, and you're doing the workouts, mm-hmm. and you're consistent. And I started off with the fitness videos, and then I ended up doing a small 30-minute DVD. So it's really easy to do, and the brother Roger Dickerson in Detroit, Michigan, shout out to you, did the Health and Soul Fitness DVD for me, and, I mean, that's what I thought about. I love, like, collaboration and things like that, but you never know. You never know how much, how far mm-hmm. this could go, but... We'll be praying about it. God always bring it to fruition, whatever it is that is designed for his people to do. But I love the energy. I love, you know, your love for, you know, fitness and living healthy. And your message of just wholeness is just so in sync with me and so many others.
And it's so beyond, it goes, and I tell people all the time, it goes way beyond the physical. It's amazing mm-hmm. how working out and exercising sends depression away.
mm. Yes.
Oh, it does incredible therapy. You know, it's been times that, you know, in those times you're taking phone calls that's a little bit upsetting, and I've several times said, you know what, I'll take that call a little later. Let me run 8 miles. And after 8 miles, I'm easy to talk to and get through situations.
I'm going to tell you.
It's therapeutic.
Jesus was in the gym with me. That's who I was talking to, Jesus. Jesus was in the room in the gym with me. And he would be with me ministering to me. And I'm telling you, it was me and Jesus. It is so therapeutic. I'm telling you guys, you know, if you don't want to take mm-hmm. medication, work out. If you want to live long, work out. It's a lifestyle.
Yep.
It's a lifestyle. But listen, we haven't even talked about he promised me. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm living his promises.
That's why you're on here.
I'm telling you, that's where the song came from. And I just want, it's very simple. It is very simple. I want people to know through this song that God really is good on his promises. And he's waiting to bless us. All we have to do is believe. It's just like,
I love that.
Why do you call me if you don't believe that I'm going to answer? You know, if we just believe, we will see God do everything he promised he would do.
I love it. I love it. I think about Gina G. Gina, your testimony when you, because she's voted number one female comic in Florida. And she's always doing shows. And I think about your testimony. Can you share that with the listeners and with BB about how when you committed to changing your skills, your talent, your message, I don't know what to call it in comedy world, but when you transitioned into being a clean comic, I'll say that.
It is, it is something that has been just bothering me because it's, you don't want to be like a typical female comedian. you know, you want to do a show where your mom can come and your kids and your grandkids mm-hmm. eventually one day. So I was just at home, and the song by, I can't think of her name now, but it's called
The Kaylin Carr.
I Will Win. Yes. Oh, my goodness. And it started off with me praying, to me crying, to me hollering, to just, I was just like, oh, my goodness. It was just taking over me. And it's just, it's changed my comedy so much. Now when I come out, I don't come out to, you know, any rap songs. I come out to Kirk Franklin Stomp. I mean, I come out and I'm dancing, and the crowd with their drinks in their hand looking at me like, oh, Lord, should I be praising them mm-hmm. right now? What am I supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. I've just changed it so much, and being able to, I'm still in transition because the Lord is still working on me now. But I am still in transition. Oh, yeah. He's still working on me.
There's a song after He Promised Me, you know, comes to that to the end. At radio, the next single is entitled "Laughter Does Good, Just Like a Medicine."
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, and it is so true. A merry heart does good like a medicine. So it's important for us to laugh. You know,
wow.
That's a weapon that God has given us that we don't use. We think we got to mm-hmm. be down and out to be holy.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. I come and shake them up, though, BB.
Yes. Yes. I believe in laughter. I really do believe
in
laughter.
Yeah, laughter is good. And working out and all of that. So, BB, tell everybody, and I wanted her to share that because so many people don't understand how God is moving in such a way. And you have experienced that with, again, you and Cece and what you've been able to accomplish and what God has done for you and changing and shifting things and doing things right in front of the naysayers and the soothsayers and the doubters and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And God continues to cover you and continue to open doors to you that no man can shut. And I love her testimony. And it's the same with me even, with just doing different things. And, you know, how can a preacher, you know, work out? How can she do this and wear that and look like this and say that? And it's mm-hmm. just, you know, God is reaching the multitudes. And it's just so, you know, apparent that whenever the earth is moving and shaking and rattling, and it's just, He does things in an unorthodox way. And who can we say mm-hmm. how He's going to do things to reach the people that He wants to reach,
right.
You know?
Right, right. You know, love, I find out that if we, you know, speak in tongues and we do all these things and we don't have love, we have nothing. And so it is important to love people. One of the things that I learned early on is I have a choice in how I react, you know, to what happens in my life. And I choose, even when people hate me, I choose to love them. Even when people do me wrong, I choose to love them. And because
yes.
of that, it's what God uses to change their hearts and even give you strength in order to endure what people have done to you. The love is such a great weapon that we don't use. You know, so in everything, you know, it's easy to love those who love you, but can you love those who hate you and despise you? And you can through God's help. And so because of that, I've seen God do miraculous things in my music.
Yes.
I've seen Him do miraculous things in various other doors that I never thought I would be involved, such as acting or writing for this and producing that, you know. And,
yes.
And it's through love. And that's why,
yes.
you know, we love God because He loved us. He loved us enough. He brought us out of sin and shame. And that's what love does.
Wow. Well, this has been such an amazing interview. I love, love, love you,
amazing.
BB. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. Please,
you.
Please go check out He Promised Me. It's on iTunes, everywhere that you can get downloads, buy your music. Go and
yes.
get He Promised Me. It's in constant rotation. This is a legend, y'all. You got to go and see what he's all about. Where can they follow you on your social media?
Oh, and I'm going to be 50. I know you turned 49, but I'm looking forward to my birthday this year. I'll be 56. What?
56?
56 and fine. What?
Hey, you are fine now. You're fine. I'm not
that beer.
I ain't gonna say that.
Beer gang.
You cry now. Oh, yeah.
What
chocolate and white beer.
Pleasure.
Yep, all that.
I tell people, keep your ears open. I'm going to do a little tour as well, but the musical is opening June this year in Boston, and then from Boston to Broadway. The CD is coming out in April. There's a book coming out in October. And I'm just telling the world that the God that we serve, his promises are true. And if we only believe them, we'll see them happen in our lives. So you can follow me on Instagram, BB Winans, and Facebook, BB Winans, and all those things. But, you know, I love word of mouth. So you'll hear about it.
Yeah, and I'm going to be at something. Trust me. And we got to take a photo and all of that because he is fine. So I
got
to make sure I have it for the book now, BB, now.
You got it. You got it. I promise.
My Detroit homie. I got to. You got to represent. I got to come and support. Absolutely. Well, listen, I love you, and you know you are always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you here. You are family.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you in person, running into you, and checking out everything that you got going on, because I do watch Greenleaf on a regular. That is my show.
Thank you.
That is my show. So anyway, and I love you, promise me too. You are everything, and may God continue to bless you and increase you even the more, and may your message that he has imparted into you just bless many more of the multitudes. There's so many more people that just don't know Jesus, and they don't know how good he is. So I'm so blessed that we have crossed paths.
Thank you, and I say amen.
Amen. All right, now.
All right.
And
God bless
until
you
next
now.
Time.
Bye.
All right. God bless you. All right.
Bye, BB.
Bye-bye.
All right. So listen, Gina G, we're going to go right into Jeff Hill. He's going to be giving, because you know, girl, I don't know where the time go. We need more time.
He can take my time. BB can take my time. I don't need no time with BB on the line.
I know, right? It was such a good interview. Great questions, great answers. It was great. Listen, if you want to go and check out a nice place to get your hair done, please go check out DeJuan at Salon DeJuan. Please call her at 202-802-3098. She's at 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland, 20748. Luxurious hair of all textures. She's got products, the Glam Super Grow for scalp rejuvenation, conditioning, detangling spray, pure coconut oil, and control your edges. She's got all type of products. Go check out Salon DeJuan at 202-802-3098. Call DeJuan today. All right? Thank you. And also, if you have not seen me on stage and you have not seen the blouses that I wear and the outfits that I have on, I don't know where you've been. I'm telling you, you need to go check out the Chic Stack. Go check them out on Instagram and on Facebook. Chic Stack is on 8th Street here in D.C. You got to check them out. All kind of affordable deals for outfits. They also have a stylist on site where they can help fix you up with some newer pieces, with some vintage pieces, and et cetera. But I love this place, the Chic Stack. Go check them out on Instagram. All right, now we're going to bring in Jeff Hill with 5 minutes of financial advice. Help us out. What we need.
What's up? Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. How are y'all doing? Happy Valentine's Day to all the singles, you know, us in that group. Shout out to the Beer Gang group as well. All right. So, guys, this is Jeff Hill. I wanted to jump in and talk about the financial five. Again, this is a bit of a special segment. Every year in February, I launch the Ensure Your Love campaign. And most of the time, you know, we think flowers, cards, you know, chocolates, that kind of stuff is a good way to show our love, and it is. I'm taking nothing away from that. However, life insurance is one of the things that we don't necessarily think about as a thing of love, you know. So for this year, I want you guys to understand the power of ensuring your love. By far, life insurance is one of the most selfless things you can do for your family because, again, when you pass on, the only thing that's left are the memories that you left and the money that you left behind. Hopefully, you're not the person who's leaving debt behind. And, you know, there's a lot of different you know, I guess rules of thumb out there to try to determine how much is enough. I am a huge advocate of having your finances planned outside of your workplace simply because the misconception is when I leave that job, all that stuff goes with my life insurance as part of my benefits package, yada, yada, yada. Absolutely not true. Not all companies abide by that. That's not a thing that's included. So make sure you actually own your life insurance. And there's a website you can go to, lifehappens.org. That's lifehappens.org. You can go on there. There's some really cool resources. There's even a life insurance calculator on there if you don't really know how much is enough. Now, one of the rules that we like to use sometimes is something called the human capital, and that's your income earning ability. So I'll keep it simple. Let's say you're 35 years old and you're making $50,000 a year and you're going to retire 30 years from now. Well, quick math shows us that you're going to make $1.5 million over the next 30 years, not including raises and inflation and things like that. So that means at a minimum, you might want to have $1.5 million of insurance just to cover what you would have brought in anyway. See, people think when I die, oh, well, they'll still have my salary coming in plus my life insurance. Guys, when you die, that salary dies with you. So that's one thing you got to just be aware of. So, again, think of it like this. That life insurance is like a financial love letter. So, in essence, what a love letter would you like to leave behind? How many commas? How many zeros? Life insurance, by far, is one of the great equalizers when it comes to wealth. You can take a family who had, you know, who was living on pennies almost, if you will, and have a proper amount of insurance in place, and that can dramatically change somebody's financial future. You can also have a family who is doing very well and let that person die with no life insurance, and now they're on the opposite end of that spectrum. So when you think about this, think about the family. Think about the legacy that you want to leave behind to those who come behind you, because we're always in a race. And for the African-American viewers, we are always behind in every front, in most cases. Well, now that we have the ability to contend for the jobs, the incomes, the salaries, and the lifestyle, instead of us spending $1.2 trillion in all the wrong places, let's think about redistributing the wealth. It's not an overnight conversation. It's not an overnight event. But again, if we start to discipline ourselves and start putting more life insurance in place, generations are going to be changed over the next several decades, because one thing I do know, you cannot get out of life alive at all, which is why they reference, you know, making the healthy lifestyle changes. I literally just got through working out not too long ago, and for me it was a commitment to say, you know what, I can either pay a lot of money when I go to the doctor, or I can pay the money up front, eat better, work out better, feel better during the year, and not have to worry about getting sick. I rarely ever get sick, and that's just because I made a few changes here and there. Thank God for that. Ladies, what questions do you guys have for me?
Well, I don't have none for you today, because let me tell you something.
I don't either.
I'm spending no money on no Valentine's.
Right?
Got to worry about my money going nowhere today. My husband has paid the bill, and that is all we're going to do on this person's holiday that decided to make every man in the world broke, or in America broke. So right. I have listened to your advice. So today, I'm cool. I'm chilling on my money. What about you, Gina?
Yeah, right. I'm single, so I don't have to worry about that.
No. Let me ask you ladies a question.
I love the advice that you gave about the life insurance. I think a lot of people need to know about that information. Can you give that contact information one more time on a serious note? That's very important for a lot of people that are not with life insurance right now.
Right. So the website you can go to is lifehappens.org. That's a third-party website. It's not my website. They don't endorse me. I don't get paid for recommending them. There's nothing technically for you to actually buy as a consumer. It's just information out there that's good for anybody. But there is an insurance calculator on there. So you can kind of play around with the numbers and get an idea of how much life insurance maybe you want to have, you know, if you're looking at paying off bills, paying for college, leaving a legacy. But to contact me, if you guys want to take the conversation to a deeper level and understand what some of the costs are, again, I'm going to give you my two different numbers. My cell number is 501-908-1582. My business line is 501-291-0708. or you can email me at jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. And of course, I'm on all social media, Facebook at The Hill Financial Group, Twitter and Instagram at JeffHFG, which stands for Hill Financial Group. So JeffHFG. And again, guys, there's no cost or obligation to have a conversation, but it's important to at least be in the know of how much this costs. You would be surprised at how inexpensive life insurance can be to protect your family. I know you hear the SelectQuote.com commercials and all that kind of stuff. Some of this is a bit of a bait and switch, but again, there are some very inexpensive policies. Most of you guys are probably spending more than that going to a club on the weekend. I can guarantee you that. Life insurance
and
is not
they know
expensive
this.
Whatsoever.
And they know this, but it's just we're going to go into the psychological point of view of this message because it's very important. But people know this. They know that they buying shoes, getting nails, getting eyelashes, eyebrows done, weaves, and all that, bundles and all that. They know that they can afford life insurance. So we're going to keep this conversation going. I think we need to stop right here and then keep on moving as we keep, like, do a series, like, type of thing on that to motivate people on how easy it is to obtain and have that peace of being covered. You need to be covered.
Right.
You know, you have your weave and your lashes on and your red bottom and your watches and your haircuts and your beard solutions and all of that, and then when you're gone, you got to go and ask somebody to help you. You can't ask because you're around. Somebody else got
right, but
somebody
you
else
know,
got
right.
That's when that GoFundMe account comes out.
Somebody else got to beg for you. So you listen, we're going to continue this on. You giving your social media. Please connect with Jeff Hill. Again, where's the quickest way they can contact you now?
Call me, 501-908-1582. By far, that is the fastest way.
All right, and social media is on Instagram and Facebook. All right, Jeff, as always, love you. I think you'll be back on again this month. We'll keep everybody posting on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love your advice. It's so it's a good thing. It's much needed, man. Thank you so much for being a part of the team.
All right, ladies, have a good one.
You too.
All right, thank you. All right, listen, I mean, gosh, I don't know where to go. I want to hear the tea. I want to hear the financial advice. I want to talk to BB.
I'm telling you.
What's going on? Give me just a little something of the tea. What you got?
Okay, well, a little something of the tea. I want to take it to a couple of things. Real quick, Trump is trying to put some stipulations on the food stamps, the EBT. He wants people to start spending at least $90 on fruits and vegetables. Which, now, on this one, please forgive me. But I kind of agree with what he's talking about. Because you know folks be in the grocery store, Gina, buying jumbo crab legs, filet mignon, Oreos, Doritos. Yeah. And ain't nobody bought no fruits and vegetables for the baby. So I do, to some extent, agree with Trump on that one. It's just, it's kind of a must. You know, we got the Martin series coming back, reboot. You know, we just celebrated the 6-year anniversary of losing Whitney Houston. You know, 170 million albums sold worldwide. Just a fantastic lady. Honey, we got folks that's been arrested for, you know, domestic. Honey, it's just too much going on to cram in.
Who got arrested?
Well, Reuben Foster, he's a 49er linebacker, girl, was arrested for domestic violence on Sunday. And it's just like, I don't understand what's going on. First of all, it's too close to Valentine's Day. You ought to be beating on these women. Leave these ladies alone. It's just too much. It's too much. But we lost some people. We lost, Vic Damone. We lost Vic Damone. Child, it's just, it's so much going on. It was
your
birthday.
Lot. I know.
Oh,
We had BB on.
And we had BB on.
What are we gonna do? Oh my God!
I forgot everything I needed to say when BB came on.
Brenda, did you hear him say? Or did he say hello? Or you told him? Did you hear those? You let him know that you love him, girl.
Hello, we love you. And girl, I'm telling you, my mama said if you don't tell that man that I said hello, we gonna be in trouble. I said, oh Lord, that got to be the first thing I gotta say. He's just a legend, like you said, Gina, and it's just a blessing to be a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. being able to even speak to some people that I've always looked up to, that I've always admired. So I'm just, today I'm just blessed. I don't know about no hearts and candies and flowers. I'm blessed to be alive. I'm blessed to have someone that loves me. I'm blessed to be with a roof because rent was just due 13 days ago. So I'll
come on now.
I'm excited to be alive and be a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat.
And we are so glad to have you. I'm telling you, it's just always a blessing and always so much fun. And I know, I just think the day was just such a blessed day and it went so well. I'm so glad that we had the guest on and that we had no glitches or anything. Well, we did with my computer system, but it worked out. And, you know, that's just how things go and everything is well. But listen, I want you guys to be encouraged. You heard the message today. BB said it himself. It's a mind, body, and soul thing. Y'all thought it was just me talking that? No way. You get the revelation and you run with it. It's mind, body, and soul. It gives you peace to keep yourself together. It gives you joy to keep yourself together. And it just gets you closer to God. It just removes all of the chaos and all of that. And so I just encourage you, start today. Believe God for more today. You know, believe him that you can get in shape. But most importantly, it's for your health. It's a lifestyle. You want to live long. It's not even about having curves or no curves or this size or that size. It's really about a lifestyle change. And it's an inner work. It's your soul and your mind. And, you know, and all of that has to work in line with your body. Your body is the vessel that has to hold up with all inside that's good that God has placed inside of you. And all of the things that he wants to remove out of you, let him do it and go on with this journey. So you heard a testimony from Gina. You heard a testimony from Benjamin B.B. Wynans. And you heard a testimony from me, okay? We all doing, and God has all shown his grace and glory upon us all. So he's going to do the same for you if he hasn't already. But we want to keep that light shining, y'all. So I encourage you. Oh, my gosh, it's time to go. And I'm so sad about it, aren't you, Gina?
I know I'm so sad about it. But I just want ladies to know, single or not single or in a relationship, don't rely on your man to just make this day magical. Don't rely on him not paying his car note to give you something for one day. Love and Valentine's Day should be every day. Love yourself, treat yourself. And ladies, treat your man today. Stop putting all the pressure on him. Buy him
something. Cook a meal.
Cook a meal or something.
Yeah. My goodness.
You
know, do something sweet and intimate today, you know. And, you know, run a bath, give a massage, whatever. You know, do something special. And just don't get caught up in all the hoopla, y'all. Don't compare your stuff to social media and all that. You know what the relationship you had last week is probably the same one as you got today. So don't try to make it.
You got that right.
Don't try to make it something that it ain't now. That's one thing. Don't do that.
For social media.
Social media. You talking about why you can't do like that? Well, he ain't been doing it, and you still with him. So now what?
Right. On that note.
On that note, I want you to live healthy, live whole, living your destiny as I drop the mic, loving you all day, all night. From Gina G and me, Dr. G. Listen, we love you. Until next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.